hospital speech at 120 words a minute. 3, 2, 1. I am delighted to be with you today to officially open the new hospital development here. I am confident that the new facilities here at the hospital will radically improve the quality of service for patients and staff, both in the immediate future and in the years to come. Building work on the site started in 2000, and a phased opening of this new facility began in September 2003. The transfer of services continued when, in September of last year, my department approved funding of £15 million for further services to be added to the new wing of the hospital, including the new surgical block, the accident and emergency department, and the critical care unit and operating theatres, all of which transferred to the new development in the later months of 2005. I'd like to look in more detail at the new facilities we have here. The new A&E department here is a state-of-the-art facility, incorporating a 6-bed chest pain assessment unit and observation area, a 3-bed resuscitation unit, and a minor injuries area, in line with recent trends in emergency medicine. Other facilities include a plastering bay for orthopaedic injuries, an eye injury room with specialist eye equipment, an ENT room, ultrasound facilities, and a procedures room for suturing. The department also houses a relatives room. Already, since the new A&E department opened here, there's been an increase in activity of 8%. And it is projected that this could grow to as much as 20% this year, resulting in an increase in the number of new attendances at the department from 30,000 to 36,000. The emergency department here now has the lowest waiting time in the region, and its core team of dedicated doctors and nurses is supported by the work of advanced nurse practitioners, patient liaison officers, and local general practitioners who attend on a regular basis. The hospital will now also have a new theatre suite, with 2 additional theatres, bringing the total number here to 4. These include a specialist clean air orthopaedic theatre with state-of-the-art facilities. The addition now of a 5th bed in the intensive care unit and the addition of an extra bed in coronary care, as well as the provision of 26 extra day beds at the Bill Hicks ward, is good news for patients and will result in greater numbers receiving treatment and care. The hospital is also well known for its care of the elderly services, and the Progressive Day Hospital operates a rapid access service helping to reduce admissions to the emergency department. When fully commissioned, the new wing will also include 10 additional day beds in the day surgery unit, bringing the total number of day beds to 24, and a high dependency unit which will help ensure the optimum use of intensive care unit beds and improve the potential for elective admissions.